All right, everyone, buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into the world of Goblins Protocol.
Goblins Protocol. Yeah, they're doing some really interesting things over there. It's not just another DeFi platform.
Definitely not. We're going deep on their token listing process, how it works, why it matters, and why everyone's talking about it.
What makes Goblins Protocol unique is their commitment to balancing user experience with security. They've really tried to simplify things.
Right, and that's huge in DeFi, especially for newcomers. So let's break it down, starting with this Goblins default list I keep hearing about. Sounds kind of exclusive now.
It is, in a way. Think of it like the VIP section of the platform.
Okay, I like where this is going.
To get on this default list, a token needs to already be listed on a major U.S. exchange. You know, big players like Coinbase, Kraken, Gemini.
Ah, so it's like having that stamp of approval. Like, this token's already been vetted, it's passed the test.
Exactly. It streamlines things for users.
Yeah.
You see a token on the default list, you know it's gone through a level of scrutiny.
Makes sense. Builds trust too, right? Especially for those who are new to all this.
Absolutely. And, you know, on a broader level, it subtly addresses some big concerns in the DeFi space. Regulation, building user confidence.
For sure. Speaking of building confidence, though, what about those tokens that haven't quite hit the big leagues yet? The ones still proving themselves. How do they get on Goblins Protocol's radar?
So that's where those informational labels and token warnings come in. It's all about transparency. They give users that quick snapshot of what they're dealing with.
Okay, so it's like Goblins is handing you the information you need, but it's on you to make the call.
Exactly. Think of it like this. You see a token, it's got that audited label, boom. That means that smart contracts have been independently reviewed.
Oh, like a third-party security check.
Yep, gives you a bit more peace of mind. Or maybe you see a token warning. Could be something like, hey, this project's got a super low market cap. Be careful, could be volatile.
Right, important reminders that even in DeFi, gotta do your homework.
Yeah.
But let's say you do your research, find a gem, believe it deserves to be on Goblins Protocol. What then?
Well, Goblins Protocol actually has an email address, email protected, specifically for this.
No way, really.
Yeah, listing requests go straight there.
I love that. Talk about community driven. You believe in a token, you can literally reach out. That's pretty rare.
It is. But, and this is important, a good listing request needs more than just enthusiasm.
Right. Not just, hey, this token's awesome, list it. Gotta back it up.
100%. Solid research, due diligence. Gotta make the case.
Present the evidence, like a lawyer to a jury.
Exactly.
This has been super insightful. So to wrap things up, what are the big takeaways here about Goblins Protocol? What do you want our listeners to walk away with?
Goblins Protocol is really pushing the boundaries in DeFi. They're not just about making a quick buck. They've put real thought into their token listing process, prioritizing both the user experience and DeFi security.
That balance is what makes them stand out. It's like they bridged this gap that often exists, making DeFi more approachable without compromising on safety.
And that begs the question, will this approach become the standard? Only time will tell, but it's certainly a step in the right direction.
A step in the right direction, I like that. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into Goblins Protocol.